listening to In Other News on KNBA 90.3 FM, bringing you news and views from the teen perspective, the stuff we care about straight from our mouths. In Other News is a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute. Hi, you're listening to In Other News, a production of Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM, Anchorage. I'm Aaliyah Kennedy.
And I'm Arena Filipenko.
Thanks for joining us today. We've got a great show for you.
Today, Teddy Shangan will be interviewing Brave New Alaskan Voices members Khaleesia Monroe and Jacob Holly Klein.
Also, Arena and I will be discussing our crazy weekend plans.
Gonna be dope. Get ready for some swanky, znossy events. Can't wait.
And we will also hear some wicked music from our DJ, Nick Carwile.
Let's get it started in here. Brave New Alaskan Voices in the studio. Teddy, take it away.
Thanks, Arena. For those of you not familiar, Brave New Alaskan Voices is a program for youth ages 13 to 19 years old to publicly perform their written works. BNAV provides a platform for youth across the state to speak and educate others about a number of topics in ways their peers can relate to. These artists will work together to make positive differences in the community through trainings, workshops, performances, leadership opportunities, and mentoring. All right, let me take a breath real quick. We have two members in the studio today, Khaleesia Monroe and Jacob Holly Klein. Jacob is also a member of the Alaska Teen Media. BNAV was in Chicago earlier this month where they participated in the 16th annual Brave New Voices International Youth Poetry Slam Festival. Before we ask you about Chicago, we want to know a little more about you guys.
Cool. So, my name is Khaleesia. This is my second year around being in Brave New Alaskan Voices as a poet.
And my name is Jacob Holly Klein, and I've been with the Brave New Alaskan Voices for 2 years as well.
All right, so how long have you been involved with BNAV, and why did you get involved?
Why did I get involved? Well, Trey kind of like dragged me into that. He kind of dragged me into Brave New Alaskan Voices. Trey is the coach, the founder of Brave New Alaskan Voices. I kind of knew him from a program earlier before, like in 2011 in the summer. I knew him from as an English teacher. And then he just started like having me come to Writer Circle. And then just from then on, I just started writing poems. And I thought it would be good for me to try out for the team.
And I had met Trey in my ninth grade year at Stellar Secondary. He came to do a workshop. Covering for a woman named Karina Delgado, another really incredible poet here in Anchorage. At the end of that year, my buddy Andre and I performed our first poems on stage and found out about Brave New Voices the next year and got involved right then. And Trey's an incredible coach. I mean, he's kind of hard to be around sometimes because he talks so straight and so truthful. And so Brave New Voices has been very important in our lives.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool, man. So what does poetry mean to you?
Well, it's tough.
Well, poetry means to me, poetry just basically really means, like, I would just say it's synonymous to life, really. And the experiences I experience in life, like the challenges and the people that may come and go, whether good or bad. And I may, you know, they may, you know, bring a lesson that I may see like the beginning layer, like the top layer of that lesson, but I won't really learn it in later on, you know, until later on in my life where I will actually get deeper into like, you know, learning that lesson. So I don't know if that makes any sense, but yeah, that's what poetry means to me.
Yeah, poetry, I like to see poetry as a form of digestion. So poetry in and of itself is honesty. I mean, I think the best poetry comes from honesty, and at first, I was writing to impress people, because I know I can do cool things with words, but then Trey and Kima both, actually, Kima is another person who helps us out.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Trey pushed us to be more honest in our writing, and the turning point actually came this year, poetry is all about honesty. I mean, if it weren't for poetry and writing, I don't think I'd be here right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, when you were in Chicago, what did the team do?
Well, we competed against, we had two bouts. And in each of those bouts, we compete against four other teams or states, cities that come and compete
cities
as well.
Cities and states, yeah.
Yeah. So, really, we went to the festival and represented Anchorage, Alaska. That's really what we did.
Yeah, and we definitely brought it this year, I think. And in addition to we didn't make it out of quarterfinals, but we participated in workshops as well. So there were some other famous poets who came up and taught workshops. Mm-hmm. People like Carvin's Lassant, George Watsky taught a workshop,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really good. He also emceed finals. So yeah, we just had a great time down there. It was excellent.
So which teams did you face?
First bout, I think it was Leeds, England. Mm-hmm. It was Des Moines.
Yeah, Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah.
Nashville,
Tennessee, and
Sacramento,
or was it the Bay Area? No, it was Sacramento.
Yeah, Bay Area was the second bout.
Yeah, and then the second bout was
Bay Area, Taos, New Mexico, Phoenix, mm-hmm. Louisville.
Yeah, Louisville.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah,
unless you're forgetting somebody. Yeah, they were great bouts. Incredible poets down there.
Yep.
And so, how'd you guys feel about your individual performances?
Jacob.
I performed a poem. I'll be performing the same poem today if you guys give us the chance. But it was painful. Like writing that poem was painful because being honest in that way is hard. And performing it was a very freeing thing. So it felt like at that moment that was the only time I've cried on stage before, and it's a good feeling to be able to get that out there. And I mean, people really feel you down there. So like yeah. One of the big things in slam poetry is snapping and clapping when somebody hears something that really hits them. And hearing that wave of snaps and claps wash over the audience is something. Yeah, there's no feeling like it.
Yeah, that's cool, dude. That's cool.
How I felt or how I feel about my individual poem. I didn't really get to do an individual poem. Majority of them are group poems. Mm-hmm. So Jacob and I, we were in a group poem as well as some other team members. Mm-hmm. But my individual poem, you know, I feel like it's good, but it's not where, you know, it's still under development.
Mm-hmm.
And as a person, as I grow, you know, a poem's never finished, so I'm most definitely gonna add on to that poem. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
So what did you take away from the experience?
What did I take away from the experience? That there's not, well, all over this world, there's, you know, I would think that people are different, but there's all, you know, there's teens out there, there's peers, my peers that. We're about the same, you know. We experience the same stuff. It may not, you know, the circumstances of their situation may not be the same, but, you know, we go through the same stuff. And then, you know, to come together and actually, like, be on one accord and, like, relate, you know, that's really cool right there. And then what else did I gain from it? You know, really just, like, dedication and hard work. Like when I see other poems or poets and I hear their poems, you can really just see their hard work in that, and it kind of makes me mad sometimes. Like, man, I could have done something, like, as many times, you know, as much time as I spent on this poem and it still looked like, you know, crap. I could have did something to it. But yeah, really just hard work and dedication.
Yeah, Khaleesi's selling herself short, just so everybody knows.
Get out of here.
But, I think really, I learned, even going down to BNAB last year, I found out that as a person, even though I've gone through some hard times, I've been pretty privileged to grow up, especially in a place like Alaska with parents that I have. So with that privilege came a sense of responsibility that now I'm aged out of the competition, so I can't actually compete anymore. Mm-hmm. But now it's my job to help others find their own voice, because Trey and Kima helped me find my voice, so now it's my job to help somebody else find their voice. And that privilege and responsibility are inherently linked.
Okay.
So the more privilege you have, the more responsibility you have, etc.
Okay, so has poetry made an impact on you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
hey, tell me about it, man. Tell me about it.
I went through writing. I like to think of it like writing came to me. I don't think I ever found writing, but it found me. So I was in some really rough times. My mom wasn't doing so well. My dad didn't know the extent of it. My brother wasn't around very much. I loved him to death, but he wasn't around that much.
Yeah.
And when I started writing, I found out that there was a whole world in my head that just went on infinitely. And when I unlocked that, I could just be my own person and take control of something where I had no control to begin with. So if it weren't for poetry and if it weren't for writing, I think, truthfully, it sounds raw, but I would have killed myself by now.
That's crazy, dude.
And Khaleesi, what about you?
Most definitely, like what Jacob said, poetry, at first, I kind of looked at it like a way to, like, secretly get back at someone, like secretly call them out, some dirty stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then I started, you know, I kind of let it grow on me, and writing, like, let me tell you, man, I'm not like writing at all, but poetry is just like, you're just really writing down how you feel, really. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you go back over it and you edit it, and, you know, to a way that it can be presented to others. But really, after that, I started to grow, and I started to step out of my comfort zone, and now I look at poetry as something else. Like, really, I'm just writing down how I feel, and I want people to know that. Yeah, you know, this is my time.
It's a way for you to vent to your paper, I guess you could say it. Mm-hmm. You could say it like that.
For sure, yeah, bleeding through a pen. Mm-hmm. And actually, Khaleesi brought up a point. Writing never gets easier. It never does. Like, you get better at it, but it never gets easier. It comes with any hobby or passion. You know, it doesn't get easier.
Yeah.
You can never master, like, writing. Mm-hmm. Like, nah. Yeah.
Okay, so, hey, could you guys perform some for me?
Yeah, sure.
Grandpa?
First. this poem is called Presence. I make sure that every time I leave the house, the last words out of my mouth to my parents and brother are, I love you. So that if one night I don't come home or come back to find my family gone, my last words weren't, goodbye. See you later. Be home by 2. I'll be back. Because some nights, escape feels like a better option than coming home to receive love that I cannot give back. It feels like I haven't given enough to the people who need the most from me. And I never forgave my girlfriend for loving me. And I haven't forgiven myself for not loving her back. This standoff between us to see who would shoot first ended bloody and broken. And now, because of it, I never feel fully inside of my body, and it keeps me up at night. Some nights, flatlining sounds better than continued life because I haven't survived long enough to live. I am dishonest with the world and myself. But I'm not patient enough to tie a noose, so I'll stick with wishing I had the guts to commit suicide so men who wear the sun could shed some light on my work and say he would have been something someday. Because most nights, I'm not sure I will. Most nights, I delve into darkness to find my own light, and it's gotten to the point where I'm not interested in who saved who or how many people survived. I want the monsters and the skin they've torn. After all, the scariest thing about monsters is how human they are. So I tug at those lines on my face. There are still scars in my cheeks from where I pulled too hard. This one is from pretending I was happy. This one is from Mom, and this one is from Dad, but this one I made myself. Back when I was a knee-height, knee-fight with aspirations to be affirmed by God, my head was split open by a wooden post, and my stitches stayed there until they became a part of me. So I live up to the reputation of my scars and slice open my wrists on a glass screen. It's death on a nightly basis. Virtual bloodthirst I satiate without hesitation. If it were a needle, I'd be addicted. If I could draw the carnage on greeting cards, I'd hand them to my friends and family and say I'm fine, really, but look what I saw. And it feels like I'm alone sometimes, like I've got no home sometimes, no folks to share my life with, my pain with, and death with. Some nights, I wonder if I've got a death wish. Might be a bit busy figuring it out, what I really want, who I really am, what I can become, why I am the way I am, why I feel empty most nights. And some nights, I wonder if most nights will be different, if there will be a morning where I don't wake up with blurred vision, a heavy head, and a bloated stomach. That morning will be different, different like scars that go away, different like honesty, and I need to let them know. But they can't know. They can never know. So I convince them that I'm still just a kid. A kid who always remembers to say, goodbye. See you later. Be home by 2. I'll be back. So every conversation ends with I love you.
Hey man, I like it, man. I love it, dude. Like, I like the way you express yourself. And you have, like I told Kalisa earlier on today, man. Like, the way you express yourself and how much confidence you have when you present your poetry, man. It's crazy.
Thank you.
Like, I could feel the emotion when you were presenting it, man. Like, I could tell you put a lot of time into it, and like how do you memorize all that, man?
it's difficult. I mean, past the point, when you spend that much time with a poem, I mean, even when you write it, the poem just becomes kind of, it becomes a part of you. And when that poem becomes a part of you, you can really bear that to other people. So when you're on stage, you are performing, but at the same time, if you put the time into it, you're bleeding. And that's what you need to do, because other people need to see that bloodshed.
Yeah.
Because maybe they need to do it themselves. So it's all about connecting with other people, and the whole drive of writing poetry is to find other people who have experienced those same things, so like being detached or being afraid your family will die, wanting to kill yourself, that kind of thing. Just heavy stuff. And the poem, I mean, memorization and writing is the easiest part, even though it's awfully hard. I mean, Miss Monroe would know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Kalisa, how can people learn more about poetry?
Really, you know, about poetry, about Brave New Alaskan Voices. So, Brave New Alaskan Voices, most definitely, we have a Facebook page. If anyone knows, if anyone has a Facebook account, you know, definitely look up Brave New Alaskan Voices. And that is a page. It's updated every time there's an event going on, anytime there's, you know, a writer's circle, which should be starting back up, which is like every Saturday from 5 to 7. And then just really like the events and the fundraisers that are going to be held throughout the year.
Okay, so could you perform as well?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Mama. How have you been? I know it's been a long time since we last spoke. I've been very busy lately with school and my job. You know how it is living on your own. I know last week was your birthday. I tried to call, but I couldn't find the time. So I decided to write you a letter instead. I figured if I did this every now and then, I could keep you updated on what's going on with me. You know, since we don't really talk much. Well, I do have some good news. I got accepted to the National Honor Society. I received the letter yesterday. While reading over it, a rush of anxiety consumed me. I don't want to be the only one there without a parent, but looking back on several occasions, I was always missing your presence at award ceremonies, gatherings, competitions, reception dinners. At dinner, Mama, we never even had dinner. Mama, it was obvious that your absence entailed statements we left unsaid. Does it pain you as much as it does me knowing that you're not even in the audience, so you'll probably never hear this, right? Mama, where have you gone that is so important? Why couldn't I come with you? When are you coming back? I don't even recognize you anymore. See, I would come home if you got your act together, start owning up to your responsibilities, and realize that you're not done raising children. I am the last one, and being just that, I feel like I've gotten the short end of the bargain. So you become a vessel of desolation, surveying life with all the detail of a blank page. Shackles bound to the soles of your feet. Mama, your spirit is crying out for help, just like me. Mama, I'm so sick, and I'm so tired of waiting. God, where is my mother, Ed? Lord knows how much I love you, despite the hurt and the pain that you have caused me. Mama, I pray for you every single day. I pray for my mother back. I pray for you to get better, for you to be able to take care of me. There's been too many times I've got my hopes up high, believing that you would be okay. That the weird woman with the big fat manila folder that comes by every 2 weeks to just check in would stop coming. That I wouldn't have to keep moving from school to school, from state to state. Mama, I'm starting to realize some things. That we base our decisions upon the results of past events. Mama, we live our life in the past. A wound can never heal efficiently when we're always covered. Mama, I have to grow. I need time to heal. You need time to heal. I love you, I do. Thank you.
So thank you both for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
So if you guys want to get to know more about Alaska Teen Meet, I mean, Brave New Alaskan Voices, my fault. For more information, you can go to their Facebook page, which is facebook.com, Brave New Alaskan Voices. Let's get into the first DJ block.
All right. First off, we have Arcade Fire playing The Suburbs. We'll be right back. All right, and that was Bad Moon Rising by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
You're listening to In Other News, a production. You're listening to In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage. I'm at Suppet Serena, and you just heard some sweet tunes.
And I'm Aaliyah.
Word. So, Aaliyah, do you have any weekend plans?
You betcha.
Oh, yeah, Sarah Palin?
Yep. I'm flying to London this weekend to visit my friend Charlotte. Then we're going to fly to Munich to go go-karting.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, maybe I'll just lie in my bed all weekend and cry.
That sounds more like you, a loser.
What about you?
I'm gonna probably do the same thing as you, but while writing my college essay.
What's your essay about?
Eighth grade.
First rule of In Other News, we don't talk about middle school.
Well, that's what my essay's about. What's yours about?
Mine's about jumping off cliffs.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you live?
Yeah. Now let's listen to some more music while Arena figures out her life.
Because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. Said, are you gonna be my girl? It's a 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I said you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money with a face like that, do ya? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Dragons, and this is our version of Heart of Life by John Mayer.
to see you cry, lying there in that position. There's things you need to hear, so turn off your tears and listen. Pain throws your heart to the ground. Love turns the whole thing around. No, it won't all go the way it should, but I know the heart of life is good. You know it's nothing new. Bad news never had good timing. Then the circle of your friends will defend the silver lining. Pain throws your heart to the ground. Love turns the whole thing around. No, it won't all go the way it should, but I know the heart of life is good. Your heart to the ground. Love turns the whole thing around. Fear is a friend who's misunderstood, but I know the heart of life is good. No, it won't all go the way it should, but I know the heart.
Watch the river flowing by.
Hi, you're listening to In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on 90.3 FM KNBA Anchorage. I'm Miles Cyrus.
And I'm Robin Thickey. Sup?
And what we were just listening to, that first one was Are You Gonna Be My Girl by Jet. That second one was Heart of Life Chiptune Remix, and that was by I Fight Dragons. And then that third one was Where Eagles Have Been by Wolf Mother.
So, Arena, have you been thinking about life after high school?
Yeah, I got it all planned out. Next year, I'll release my first rap single, which will debut number one on the charts. My CD's gonna go universal.
Sounds legit. Got a plan B?
Well, if that doesn't work out, I guess I'll go to college or something.
Any idea where?
Maybe. But you'll never know.
Oh my god. No, you have to tell me. Oh, tell me about it and I'll try to guess.
Well, this is, it's kind of a small school in, like, a nice ghetto town on the East Coast. Everyone knows this school. It's nice. There's a lot of famous people that went there. Their, like, alumni list is, like, 25 pages long. It's just a great place. Like, they have a great theater program. I dig it.
Ooh, I know. Is it DeVry?
It's obviously University of Phoenix, Aaliyah. But really, I'm not telling.
Well, fine. In that case, let's listen to some more music while I interrogate you further.
Okay, cool.
All right, here is a remix by Bob Marley and MGMT Kids of the I Wanna Know song.
I wanna love you, I wanna love and treat you.
Alright, and now we have one of my favorite old-time songs by the Rolling Stones. It's She's a Rainbow.
Dressed in blue. Thank you.
Thanks for the music, Nick.
Well, you know, Aaliyah, if you ever feel like getting out of your bed, there's some pretty cool stuff going around town.
Like what?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me? Tiance.
Hey, everyone. I'm your girl from the AK, the one and only TJ Rocks. Or Tiance. Not Tiance.
Tiance.
Anyway, if you're in the mood to eat corn dogs, look at vegetables, stare at people, and ride rides, especially to look at vegetables, veggies, then you might want to check out the Alaska State Fair. There are only a few days left to enjoy everything the fair has to offer. For information, visit alaskastatefair.org. UAA Concert Board is bringing Sync Rock duo Matt and Kim to Anchorage on Thursday, September 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Egan Center. Tickets for this show are available at Ticketmaster.com. And for more information, visit uaaalaska.edu. Arriba! The Mexican Independence Day Celebration 2013 is Sunday, September 15th from 3 to 7 p.m. There will be Mexican dancing, live mariachi music, ranchero singers, face painting artists, and the reenactment of the Call for Independence. If you want to join the fun, this is an event for you. It's an all-ages and free event. The second annual Big Feet, Little Feet is Saturday, September 14th at 7 p.m. at Pulse Dance Company. The event will be having dancing, comedians, musicians, and performing artists. For information, visit pulsedancecompany.org. Last but not least, an event that we all want to share. Us and Beartooth will host the after-school special event on September 18th. Teens 12 through 20 years old from all around Anchorage will show their films that they produce, and they will want to see you see that produced. All that they produced. Screenings start at 3:15 p.m. and tickets are on sale September 3rd. For more information, visit our website at alaskateenmedia.org. Peace!
Thanks, Tiance. And I would like you not to call yourself Tiana anymore and, like, actually just go to the courthouse and change your name to Tiance, because I think it just...
Tiance Knowles, yeah.
Tiance Knowles. Johnson, it's not working for you.
I don't want to get sued.
Tiance is not like a trademark name, so I mean, just go for it. Come on. Live the life.
Well, everyone, that's our show for today. I'd like to thank my co-host, Arena Filipenkswag.
What up?
Our board OP, our op, Tiana Johnson, our reporter, Tiance. Teddy Shangan, and Kalicia Monroe and Jacob Colley Klein of Brave New Alaskan Voices. We'd also like to thank Spirit of Youth, the Alaskan Division of Behavioral Health, and the Rasmussen Foundation.
If you would like to make great radio stories as well, join at me. Find us online and listen to past stories at alaskateenmedia.org or call us at 272-2864. While you're at it, remember to check out the K-PASA Anchorage events page on Facebook. It's the best place to find local events. Don't forget to tune in to the next broadcast of In Other News on Saturday, September 28th at 4 p.m. right here on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage. Peace.
Ciao, Bella.